Jack Robinson joins us. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk with him on Fridays. Let's talk about homes. There's a new survey out that has some people worried about whether housing is becoming less affordable in the Sacramento market. But home prices aren't actually rising as fast as they were last year. What's going on?
Home price appreciation has slowed. The market is much less active now that the investors have sort of pulled out and all we have left are the sort of regular home buyers. But still, prices rose at least 10%, maybe more over the last year, and incomes are not rising that fast. So there's a gap developing, and some in the real estate industry are starting to worry about it. This is also underscored by this report that you mentioned. A real estate site called Interest.com recently ranked our market as the 8th most unaffordable among the 25 largest metro areas.
Of course, we know that in the Bay Area, housing costs are skyrocketing. Is that having any spillover effect here?
There's not much evidence of that. What we're seeing really is sort of an imbalance of supply and demand. The supply is fairly stagnant and demand is high. You know, you see that in the rental market where the hot thing now is for investors to buy an apartment complex and fix it up a little and then raise the rents. And they can do that because rental vacancy rates are low and hardly any new multifamily construction is going on right now.
I heard that CCI, the company that bought Roseville-based SureWest Communications, is planning to offer super-fast internet service to people next year in Kansas City. Why aren't we seeing that here in the Sacramento area?
We don't know when it's going to come. The company says it plans to do the same here, but the timing and the locations are yet to be determined. CCI serves big parts of the Sacramento market and has installed fiber optic data connections into a lot of homes, which makes this possible. But what it wants to do is bring internet connections of 1 gigabit per second to homes for about $70 a month. And that's, you know, easily 50 times faster than what we consider a fast home connection now. But there are a lot of technical challenges, the company says. And so it's promising to announce details early next year about where and when this service might be available.
Another business headline this week was about a solar company based in Roseville making deals in China and Japan. It seems like this company came out of nowhere.
It's been around for a while. It's called SPI Solar, but it started out as Solar Power Inc. But there was a time not too long ago that this company was barely alive. It's been taken over by Chinese investors who are just pouring money into the company. And it's doing deals now all around the world, from Greece to China to California. This week alone, it announced deals to buy solar facilities in China, two of them actually, and Japan. What's interesting is how this growth of this company parallels the explosion of interest in solar technology among Chinese leaders. You know, now that the country is talking about radically scaling back carbon emissions, it's devoted huge resources to building solar plants, and our little company here in Roseville is going to benefit.
The Business Journal reported this week that California state regulators are threatening to fine Blue Cross and Blue Shield over doctor access problems. We've heard about this before, right?
Yeah, it's been kind of a sore subject from the beginning of the rollout of the Affordable Care Act. The issue is whether health plans offered through Cover California really have enough doctors in them. Plan members have been complaining that in many cases, doctors who are listed are not actually taking the insurance offered through Cover California. So now what's happening is the state Department of Managed Health Care is cracking down on Blue Shield and Blue Cross and pressuring them to fix the problem or face some fines. The health plans, on the other hand, you know, strenuously object to this criticism. They say the problem is not as bad as the state says, and they're doing everything they can to reduce it further. But, you know, there's also waiting in the wings a bunch of class action lawsuits on this issue, so it's not something that's going to go away anytime soon.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
You can hear previous conversations at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.